Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Question Reality with Priscilla Leona, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to Question Reality, the absolute best career advice entertainment radio show. My name is Priscilla Leona. I am the producer and host, and we are coming to you live from Los Angeles, California. This show is for you if you are questioning your career reality. You're sitting at that desk Monday through Friday, 9 to 5, pushing that damn pencil, mopping a floor, whatever you're doing, and you're saying, oh God, I could be an actor. Oh, I could be a singer. Oh, I could be something more than this. That is why we have this show. If you are considering or currently pursuing a career in the entertainment industry, for 9 years, our guests on this show have provided advice, tips, and resource information on how and what it takes to successfully pursue a career in a wide variety of show business jobs. The guests on our show include Emmy winners, Grammy winners, Tony Award winners, celebrity reality TV stars, the latest thing in the last 20 years, producers, directors, casting directors, talent managers, agents, screenwriters, actors, singers, songwriters, comedians. We have novelists, script supervisors, stuntman. Or is it stunt men? Stunt people, I think they're calling now. Stunt people, special effects directors. We even throw in a damn entertainment attorney, because hopefully if you get to the Emmy, Grammy, or Tony Award winner position, you're going to need one. So we throw them in there every once in a while. We try to avoid it, but we put them in there because you're going to need one. Now, what's important to note is that all of our guests have been selected because they're at different stages of their careers. Obviously, being Tony winners, Emmy winners, and Grammy winners, they're at the professional level. But we also bring in people that are down the stair steps that are going to come up the stair steps. And that goes all the way to the novice or the beginner. So that means that we will definitely have someone on the show who will be able to answer your show business career questions. Now, if you missed any of our shows or you want to seek advice about a specific entertainment career, what you have to do is go to our archive page on the LA Talk Radio website, and that's latalkradio.com, and you search for our show title, Question Reality, or by my name, Priscilla Leona, and you can listen or download any of these shows 24 hours a day. If you hit the Red Bull hot and hard, you want to hit my show up, because I tell you, we got some great guests, and it's funny crap on this show over the past 9 years. So just look it up. I listed by the guest name and what their specific occupation is. So, for example, we had CeCe Peniston on, who was a huge Grammy Award-winning star, you know, with that song, Finally. I can't sing, so I won't torture you, but it was my jam back in the day, Finally. You can go CeCe Peniston and then Grammy Award winner. So that's how it's listed. Or if you want to hear about Narada Michael Walden, who is a huge producer in the music industry. He produced Whitney Houston's album. I just had a couple wild turkeys. I can't think. Had a couple cocktails. Who the heck did you? He did Whitney Houston, Aretha Franklin, Mariah Carey, blah, 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 blah. The list goes on and on. You definitely want to hear his advice. So again, by his name, and then it'll be his title. So I highly advise you to check out the shows, because they give fantastic advice. Now, all of these shows are also available for free on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher.com under the podcast section. And we have a newly designed free app. It's on the homepage of the LATalkRadio.com website, and it's located towards the bottom. I get emails. Where is it? I can't see it. Where is it? Well, you got to scroll. It's down the bottom, and it's towards the right. So, my God, people have like five-second attention spans these days, and they can't scroll. They want the website to come up, and whatever they're looking for, no matter what it is, they want it to just pop up in your face. Well, you got to scroll a little bit. Okay. Now, finally, very exciting news. If you want to be a guest on our show, or if you want to refer someone to be on the show to promote themselves, their products, and also, most importantly, help listeners with their sage career advice, we are currently booking for the fall. As you know, we're always booked 6 months to a year in advance. I had to stop booking a year in advance because people were going on tour and they couldn't do their interviews, or they would get booked on a Broadway show. And so I said, you know what? I am just going to create a waiting list, and I'm just going to do 6 months. So right now we're booking for the fall. So August, I guess that's still summer, but I don't know. It's fall to me. It's the last month of summer and the beginning of fall. So August, September, October. And if you want to be a guest, go to our – now, you got to go to another website. You got to go to our official website, which is questionrealityradioshow.com. questionrealityradioshow.com. And you click on the contact link, and you can submit for interview consideration. And again, that's questionrealityradioshow.com, not LA Talk Radio, because that is the radio station that airs – the shows. Oh my God, I'm so glad I'm doing that show introduction. Takes me 7 minutes, and I've been trying to cut it down and cut it down and cut it down. I have like some sort of ADD going on because I'm always trying to condense things and make it shorter and better, and I change it. But I tell you, I cannot get it down shorter than 7 minutes. So I apologize. But the 7 minutes, I think, were well worth the value of knowledge. So there you go. Oh, now, we are moving on. First of all, people like to know, what did I do over the weekend? Well, I get emails. What did you do? Well, last night a group of us went to see my dear friend Jim Meskimen. Now, Jim Meskimen is a famous celebrity impersonator. He's been on America's Got Talent, Last Comic Standing, Comedy Central. I mean, you name it, anything comedian related, he's been on it. He's also, very interestingly, he is the son of Marion Ross. Remember Marion Ross from Happy Days? She was Mrs. C. Well, Jim is her son, and he is so talented. So we went to see him last night. Also Angela Hoover, who was also on America's Got Talent, and she does Comedy Central, et cetera, et cetera. She was there as a treat. So it was so funny. Everyone was dying with laughter. I highly recommend that you check out, Google him, jimmeskimen.com. He doesn't do these shows very often, very rarely, because he's so busy doing other things, but he does them once in a while, and they're always booked way in advance. So I highly recommend you check him out. Again, jimmeskimen.com. Okay. Oh, we've been waiting for this. I tell you, we sent out all kinds of promotions on our sites in a mass email. And I tell you, we have gotten so many emails. As a matter of fact, I was going to do questions today, but I want this guest to talk as much about what's going on as possible. So we're just going to keep it at my questions. I'm so sorry. But what I'll do is I'll forward the questions to him and he can answer it. And the guest today is the gorgeous, sexy, mysterious man of mystery, JL. My God, he's a good looking man. He looks like he could play James Bond. When I saw his picture, I was like, ooh la la. JL, my God, that's a handsome man. And he is a singer and a songwriter. And he just, very exciting, got a record deal with Star One Records with the label. Oh my gosh, if you don't know anything about being a musician, that is like the most exciting thing, getting picked up by a label. So again, Star One Records picked him up, and Jay's new debut album is called Rising Tide, and it was recorded with some of the best, absolute best studio talents in New York City. And Rising Tide is buzzing. It is buzzing. It is hot and heavy with high praise. And then there's a song, another song, because Rising Tide is also a song on the album. So it's called Rising Tide. There is a song, Rising Tide. And then there's another song on the album. It's called 12 on Sunday. And this has also gained a ton of local radio station airplay. And it just made the national airplay chart top 100 indie tracks. And I tell you, there is absolutely no end in sight on its path to the top 10 charts. It's just going to be there. You're just going to turn the radio on. It's just going to be there on every station. I just know it. And the great news for our listeners today is around 5:30. Now, it could be 5:25. It could be 5:30, 5:35. I get tons of emails. If I don't play that damn song when a musician comes on at 5:30, they're like, why didn't you play it at 5:30? Well, I go with the flow. Whatever JL and I are talking about, we might go into 5:35, so it's going to play. But we are not going to tell you if it's going to be either Rising Tide or 12 on Sunday. You're just going to have to tune in, because you'd actually love both of these songs. But what happened was, my husband and I listened to all of them. We loved them, and he wanted one. I wanted the other one. So we had to flip for it. And of course, you know, I won. My show, I'm going to win. I get to choose. So, yeah, so either one of these songs is fantastic. They can be, the songs on his album are available everywhere right now, wherever songs are sold, like Amazon, iTunes, you name it. Or you can go to his website, which is JL, and that's JAYELLE222.com. And I'm dying to find out what the 222 is. I always get curious when you have like websites with little names or little numbers on them. So we'll find out. I bet it's a birthday. I bet you anything, but we'll find out. So without further ado, let's welcome JL. How are you, my darling sexy man?
Well, thank you, Priscilla. I'm doing amazing. And thank you so much for the lovely introduction. I am red, absolutely turning beet red by all your compliments. But thank you. It's so sweet. And thank you for having me.
You are so welcome, my gorgeous man. And I want to tell everyone they can go to the website right now, JL222. What is 222? What does it stand for?
Ah, great question. Here is the true story behind 222. I'm a Gemini. So I have this double personality I fight with constantly. There's an argument going on every second of the day. Mm. And, you know, there's two of us right here, standing right here, two of us talking to you. And that's where it came from. Nothing mysterious. No 666 divided by 3. Nothing, you know. Nah, just that's it.
Okay, 222. So, well, thank goodness you chose 222 instead of 666. I'd be a little concerned, JL. A little concerned. Now, you are repped by one of my favorite PR guys in the business, or managers in the business. My show is always booked by talent managers or agents or people who want their clients to come on. And I tell you, Michael Stover from MTS Management Group, oh, I'm so glad you found him, Jay. So glad, because I cannot tell you, this man is absolutely amazing. He really, oh my God. Tell us about your experience with him. People, you don't believe me, Jay's going to tell you.
Yes, Michael is absolutely amazing, actually. Always on top of every single interview, everything that needs to be done, gentle reminders, always there when you need them. It's just fabulous. And I have to say, if there is one thing that is absolutely playing out right now is that you need a team. You know, you can't do it by yourself. And your team members just play such a great role in every step of the way, whether it's Laura, the record company, and everybody else she's working with, Michael. It's just fantastic. And that's really perhaps a difficult piece of the puzzle, talking about, you know, advice to folks who are looking forward to doing much more in the industry than they are. Seek a great team, you know.
Absolutely.
And hopefully you can put that together.
Now, do I detect a slight accent?
Oh, I try my best to
what is that
not
accent?
Give
because
away
I'm,
a few I'm things,
hearing,
but
I'm hearing a little Celine Dion in there. Are you French Canadian?
Well, I do have some French blood in me, yes. And what happens is when I get nervous, especially with such a great host like you, who's got such energy and absolute dedication to the people you work with, it's amazing. And I just, you know, return to my roots.
Oh, well, you don't be nervous.
Yes.
You're doing a fantastic job, and I like that little accent. That's a little turn-on for me. I love it. Well, you know what, Jay, let me ask you. You are, first of all, I am so excited that you were, I don't know how to word this question. Maybe you could help me with that. I was wondering, how did you get the record deal with Star One Records? Because first of all, congratulations, because it's a big, huge deal for
Absolutely.
You to get. Now, I've been told, Jay, that there are very few record labels left these days. First of all, is that true? And if so, how does the musician get from the quote garage band, so to speak, to becoming a household name, or to get booked with a record label? Because I heard they're practically gone.
Yes, and you're right on all fronts, and also great questions. What I did, and I have to say, things happen sometimes way beyond your planning or aside from any planning. But I just made everything that I could make happen on my own, with sending my song 12 on Sunday out to radio stations, working that path, and putting together a little video, and then send it to Laura, who called me back and said, "Hey, this is great. What else do you have?" So I sent her a whole pile of songs, and Laura from Star One Records decided on a few that she liked. And she thought it would be, you know, great to start that way. So it's spending, you know, quite a lot of time connecting with as many people as possible. And
so
this is how it played out.
Sorry, Jay. You know, we got that overlap, so I never know if you stopped or started. You know how that is on the cell phone. I don't know if you can hear me clearly. I apologize. So how did you find Star One Records? Is there, so if I'm a musician, I'm like, oh, I want to get my song out there. Do I go and I Google record labels, or how did you go about?
I didn't start that way, because I figured it's probably a busy road, so to speak. It's a way that many people would follow, and that may work for them. I'm sure it works for some of them. I decided to just try to get airplay as much as possible and a video play. So Laura has a different branches, different businesses that she manages, and one of them is to play videos. So I submitted to her that way, and then she thought, hey, let's talk some more about other things we could do together. So I would say, yes, you can definitely send your music to whatever record company is still working out there, and hopefully you'll find somebody who will listen and like what you're sending, but also don't dismiss other avenues in terms of presenting your music to just anybody you can present it to. I think that's not eliminating any avenue, you know?
Right. So I assume Laura is the president or CEO of Star One Records? Okay. So So how did you know? Because I know there's a lot of scam companies and scam artists, and I'm always being told by people that it's like, okay, well, submit this submission fee or do this. How do you know the difference between, say, Star One Records, which is totally a legitimate record label, and, say, ABC, we don't want to say that, 123 Records. Right. I'm just going for example. How would you know if you were a new, you know, say a young kid or a young guy?
Right.
Would you know what's legit and what's not? What do you do?
Yeah, well, that's a great question. And actually, as you mentioned, Google can be very helpful, or any search engine that you like, to see what kind of feedback is out there. Because fortunately for all of us, whether you're trying to, you know, use a product for yourself other than music, people will post their feedback. People will say, hey, I had a terrible experience with this. I think Yelp is sort of based a little bit on that, mm-hmm. making sure that people can rate their experiences with local stores, local businesses. But certainly it's a wonderful change in the world we live in, because bad record companies, or certainly poor businesses or poorly managed businesses, have existed as long as there have been businesses, right?
Right.
But nowadays, there may be a lot of competition, and people can access and submit to record companies easily, or you know, in an easier way. But you can also benefit from other people's experience. So I would say, before you sign up anything, certainly just do your research, you know,
Absolutely.
See what people are saying about the company you're working with, or you plan on working with. And you'll get, people will talk to you, and you'll find comments and things mm-hmm. to pursue.
Mm-hmm.
And that's one of the great things about the internet and sharing all the information that we have with other people.
That's right. And one of the websites I highly recommend that I found a couple years ago is called ripoffreport.com. I'm telling you, people will report your ass if you try any of that stuff. So I would go to ripoffreport.com. I don't know how Better Business Bureau, if they've come into the new age of technology with posting things, and I don't know if they're allowed to, but I do know that ripoffreport.com is a great place to go. And again, Yelp. And then also a little tip, don't just go on the first page of Google. You do know that Google has tons and tons of pages. You tend to find some stuff hidden about companies if you go like 3, 4, 5 pages deep. You would be surprised at how you end up finding things about people being ripped off by companies. So that's a little tip for you guys. Okay, now it is refreshing to see, or to hear rather, an artist like yourself that does not play to the trends and isn't afraid to create, like, what I think is, I feel by listening to your stuff, very organic music. And I tell you, this is because I know that you're also a guitar player. Now, my husband's a software developer by day, and he's a jazz guitarist on the weekend. So he is like guitar, 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 guitar. And I know you play guitar. And one of the things we talk about is how this is an electronic dominated industry. You cannot even hear any guitar these days unless you're listening to country music. It is a shame and a disgrace. It's like everything is electronically dominated. So I'm really, really excited that you're not afraid to bend to the trends, and you're out there, you know, getting that guitar in there. So my question is that what you think separates you from the competition of your genre of music?
Well, I think yes, and I'm so glad you obviously heard it. I mean, you've got great ears based on the interviews I've listened on your site, and they're just fantastic. Yes, it is important, first of all, to do what you like and do it with conviction and enthusiasm, and not be sort of taken on another path because you're trying to catch up with what sounds like people are favoring out there on the radios, or that seems to be the sound of the moment. It's a difficult, certainly it doesn't work for me to try to catch up with these things. And I love guitar playing, and I've been playing guitar for a while. So it's fun, and I love it. And it takes practice, which is way more work than using samples and cutting and pasting things on a computer. But hey, I made the choice. I don't regret it. But also, yes, it's important, it seems to me, to sound different, as long as you sound different because that's who you are and it's your personality coming through and your choices and your love for the music and what you do. You know, you can't really expect to take on something that you don't really care for just because it's different. I certainly would not have played violin just because it's different and there isn't much violin right now. That's just not my instrument. But it is important to have your sound to be different. Or certainly, let's put it this way, it's important to promote your differences and accept them with whatever flaws might come with them, perhaps in you know, in some ways, it's just normal. But I would say, this is who you are, this is what you do, go with it, because trying to sort of mask things or be someone you're not, in my experience, doesn't play out so well. And it's hard to sustain, you know. There are only so many things we can do. I may as well do the things perhaps we were born to do, or certainly we love to do. And passing on that love, to me, is the most important thing about music. Not so much to be listened to and get, you know, attention from people, but certainly, hey, you know, I love when I hear great guitar playing, and, you know, what kind of piece of that can I emulate or share with others in the hope that they'll enjoy it, you know?
I couldn't have said that better. And now we are almost, because, you know, I'm getting questions now. When are you going to play music? It's only 5:27, people. I told you, don't bug me. I was going to play it at 5:30. Leave me alone. We're going to hear the song. Okay. All right. So they're wanting to hear the song. So let's move. Jay, my God, it's like you're just, they're driving me crazy. All right. So let's set this up. All right. It's time to play Mr. J.L., his song for one of his latest albums. And I'm going to ask you to tune into me psychically, everybody. And which one do you think we're going to play? And I'm going to let you, is it going to be 12 on Sunday or is it going to be Rising Tide? Jay, which one do you think I picked? Based on my personality, which one did I pick?
Wow, that is a very difficult question.
I know, so you're going to have to.
I don't know that I can answer it so easily.
You're going to have to use your two Gemini signs. One's going to say on Sunday, one's going to say Rising Tide. Which one?
Well, here it goes. The twins have been arguing ever since you posed that question earlier. So I'm going to go with 12 on Sunday. I shall take that twin and beat it up.
You know what, though? We're going to play 12 on Sunday. We're going to take the show out on 12 on Sunday. I was going to be a little surprised, but I'm just going to tell it now. So we're going to play Rising Tide now, and then to end this about 4:45 p.m., we're going to end it with 12 on Sunday. But let's just set it up real quick. We got 1 minute before we play it. Set up the song. I want to know what influenced you to write the song. What's it about? Tell us about the song Rising Tide. What was the reason you wrote it? What's it about?
Well, I was once in a relationship that just overwhelmed me, and the emotions and feelings just took over. And as much as I tried to act rational under certain circumstances anyway, this was not the time. And it did not happen at all. So the best image I could come up with to sort of convey what was taking place is a rising tide. You know, here I am on this island surrounded by all these emotions rising and about to swallow me and cover me and take me to sea or wherever. But that's how it came about.
Really? This must have been. Now, was this a long time ago, back when you were in your teen titillation days? Or was this recently? Or now you've got me involved.
It's not that long ago. It's not that long ago. You know, I'm just
an
emotional person, full of love, and like everybody else. And, you know, I get taken in and my heart gets taken in, and that's just what it is. But I don't know if I'll ever get to master that or control it. But that's okay.
That's all right.
It's a great feeling.
That's right, because you got a great song out of it. So what the hell? Yeah. I say get out there and have another relationship like that. So we can write some more songs. Yes. Oh, so this is about, so everybody, Rising Tide is about something we've all experienced. I mean, my God, you see a person, for me, you see a person across the room and, you know, physical, let's just be honest, physical attraction is the first thing. Come on now. Don't try to say, oh my God, well, his soul is so beautiful. Well, you don't know what the hell his soul is like. You see him across the room, he's hot or she's hot, and you're like, yes, that is what I'm interested in right now. So I would imagine this song is about a woman that you saw that you thought was attractive, and the two of you got in a relationship, and things happen. Emotions run high, you know, the fever pitch is going on. I mean, everything.
Sounds like you were there from the beginning.
Well, this is what we all go through.
And I don't want to get in trouble with your husband, you know.
Oh, yeah. Are you kidding? He's off. He's at a rehearsal. He's at a dorm.
Oh, well, oh, well.
But, oh, no, I say what I want to say. I'm Irish. He doesn't control what I say. Oh, hell no. Matter of fact, he lets me do whatever I want to do. What I say what I want to say, because it's just better if the woman is allowed to do that, of course. Right.
Absolutely.
All right, sweetie. So without further ado, let's hear this song called Rising Tide. Everybody, let's hear it.
Wide awake, counting cradles. Seas rising, stealing the sun, naming me soon. Where do you hide when that storm is raging? When the breakers are crashing? It's a rising tide, it's a rising tide, it's a rising tide. It's a rising tide, it's a rising tide, it's a rising tide. A taste of love, aftertaste of a lifetime. So sweet, so sour. In my lifetime, what do you do to forget I'm waiting? Where do you hide these feelings? It's a rising tide, it's a rising tide, it's a rising tide. It's a rising tide. It's a rising tide, it's a rising tide. In a way, I celebrate you. In my heart, I just can't show you. You're an island and I will find you. Every time, carried by a rising tide. Time. question. It's a rising tide. 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 It's a rising tide.
Could
be she went for a walk.
It's a rising tide. My God, that was fantastic, Jay.
Thank you.
Oh, my God.
Thank you so much for playing it.
Well, you know, it sounds so modern, so relevant. You know how songs every decade, they kind of change and it has a different sound. And
yes,
I mean,
yes.
Obviously the 20s, 30s, 40s. Well, this is just so now. It's like this is very relevant and contemporary with what's going on in music. But you managed to add guitar in there. Yes.
Yes. And only guitar.
Yes.
And nothing else.
You're not going to sell out. Guitar's going to be in there. It's not going to be all electronica. Well, we just talked briefly about what Rising Tide was about. And my question is, and of course, we're going to hear 12 on Sunday, and you can tell us about that right before that plays. But overall, what experiences most influence you with the songs you write? Do you write mostly about love? Do you write mostly about what happens in your life and other people's life, things that happen in the media? What basically moves you to write your music?
Great question, Priscilla. It's a little bit of all of the above, but it's best for me to stick with what I live through, and yet also, you know, give a sense of the context. But sometimes I totally stray from it, and we'll talk about that before we play the next song. But I am really interested in expressing some emotions that are powerful and just sort of don't leave me alone. You know what I mean? It's like they keep nagging at me until they become a song. It's not so much that I decide, hey, I'm going to write about this because I think it's interesting. It's sort of, if I decide to do that, a song may come out of it. But usually it's the reverse. It's like the emotion or the message is knocking at the door until I pay attention to it. And then it just doesn't leave me alone until it's formulated or brought together with music in a way that it says, okay, we're done. And it's a really strange thing to say and try to explain, but I can't just let the guitar go. If something comes up as I practice and I hear something I like and it just keeps coming back, and the next day I'll be coming back and until it just turns into a song, and more so because it keeps coming back. And the same thing with the lyrics. It's a subject that comes up and sort of just, you know, puts up a tent somewhere in my brain and goes,
I can't contain it anymore. I got to write about it. Now, Jay, let's talk about something that's very, very, very important. And I constantly try to stress this every single week, and hopefully people will listen. But having a today's age pursuing music, acting, whatever you're pursuing, but having a digital social media footprint is absolutely vital. in promoting and maintaining and pretty much advancing your career in any field, you got to post on Facebook and Twitter and Instagram. And my God, there's so many social media sites. And it's very hard because artists want to focus on the writing and the playing the guitar and creating the art. And for some, they're able to do the switch and be able to get the job done and promoting and getting their digital social media footprint out there, posting, hey, I'm going to be at, you know, the La La Club this Friday at 8 o'clock, da 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 da. And they do it on Facebook and Twitter, and they have the ability to switch hats. But a lot of them artists do not, and they miss out on building a fan base. They miss out on people knowing that they have a new song out. It's very, very hard, but it is absolutely vital and important to do it. So, specifically giving Jay advice to aspiring musicians, how should they target their audience and promote themselves via social media and separate from being just the musical artist? How do they do it?
That's an amazing question, and you're absolutely right. You need to make everything available to you online and put that on your side and use it to the extent that you can. Instagram, for instance, people expect you to share pictures. I certainly have signed up and I only have one picture. So when it comes to sharing a lot, it doesn't happen. You look at other artists that I follow. I follow Nina Dobrev, for instance, who's a well-known actress, of course.
Oh, my God, I'm obsessed with Nina Dobrev. Yes!
Yeah, she's just an amazing artist. Yeah. And amazing
she's
actress.
Like, you know, everything she's got. But see, you know what? Those are people, and let's try to incorporate this into your answer, too. Mm-hmm. These are people that don't necessarily do this themselves. They have a team.
Right.
They have people who do this. And that's what you got to realize. When you're starting out, yes, you're going to have to do this yourself, but it's a great habit to get into to post because you know that it's got to be done. And when you get to the point where you can't do it anymore because you're so busy, then that's when you get a team like Michael Stover, and then you get like
right.
an assistant. Get a social media person who does all this for you. But the point is that it must be done. If not, then you're not doing you're not doing everything you can for your career. And you got to make sure your website is relevant and it's kept up to date and things have to be working. You cannot have songs on your website where they're clicking them and they don't work. Then what does that make you look like? Unprofessional. And, you know, people are like, oh, well, you know, if he doesn't care about his song working on his website, you know, what else does he not care about? So
you're absolutely correct. And what happens then is, you know, I cannot like keep up with someone who has that kind of situation. But I think that the first thing for me is to decide on what is. See what?
Say she has people to do it. So what?
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
What do you?
So you don't have to have as much. Or be there as often necessarily, certainly in the beginning. But, you know, I sleep a little less every now and then. and I take the time to do that. But do it with as much consistency as I can across the board so that it's a little bit more organized. And I try to, you know, again, do the same thing with that as I do with music, which is... I want to be enthusiastic about what I post. I don't want to just post things for the sake of posting because, you know, it's important for me to respect people's time, at least in my mind. So, yes, if advertising didn't work, we wouldn't see the same commercial 20 times within, you know, half an hour. So repeating works, and repeating things make them true, as some people would tell you. But certainly there's also your choice as an artist as to how you present yourself and posting things that sort of convey a message that is not necessarily what you're about can be detrimental. So post as much as you can. Be aware of what you do, and also be consistent. Don't post things that could give people the wrong impression about the music. So I try to be careful with that. That's the only thing that, I just watch out as much as possible is I don't want to give you the wrong impression about what you're going to listen to.
Right.
Simply exactly. Because I want to get your attention. I just want to make sure that you get the message that's what I'm about. And hopefully when you get to the music, you're not sort of disappointed by what got you there. Even if it might have been an interesting picture, but it suggests... dance music.
Exactly. I know what you're talking about. Yeah, so absolutely be careful. Oh, my gosh, Jay, you're not going to believe this. It is 5:46, and we have got to get that last song playing. So let's set it up with 12 is Sunday. Now, tell us exactly what this – first of all, before we play that song out, what is going on real quick in your career? What else is coming up? What exciting things? Are you performing?
Thank you for asking. Yes. Yeah. I am now focused on completing an album. So I've been doing a lot of writing, and I'm very excited about the new songs. So that following the first EP, we'll have an album coming out. I don't know exactly when, but it's really exciting. I'm having a ton of fun here with folks working on that. And then we'll look at touring. And I want to say thank you so much for having me. I have to say, you spend quite a lot of time in your life talking with artists and promoting what they do, and that is just so selfless and wonderful. And you should get tons of awards just for that, just for making yourself available and be part of the team. It's just been wonderful listening to you and your energy. So good luck with your show. I hope it goes on forever.
Oh my God. Thank you. I hope I go on forever. Please. But
absolutely.
Instead of awards, I'll just take some Reese's peanut butter cups. Oh my God. This is amazing peanut butter cups. All right, my darling. Well, again, everybody, you want to purchase Jay Allen and support him and his music, please go to all of the music sites. His music is on Amazon, iTunes. You can also go to his website, JAYELLE222.com. He's on Facebook. He's on Twitter. Follow him. Like his stuff. He's a wonderful man, as you obviously can tell by this interview. And we're going to play the very last song called 12 on Sunday. You got 1 minute. I hate to say that, but give us what the song 12 on Sunday is about.
Well, this is a departure because I do not have a child. I look forward to it one day. When I find a woman with such energy and passion as you have.
That has a rise.
But I wondered what it was like or what it would be like to have a child, and in this case, a daughter who turns 12 years old and has a tantrum and leaves the house. And what it must feel like to be responsible for this human being and the worry that comes with it and the changes in your life, in her life. So I just thought, wow, what is this experience like? And there I am.
And there it is.
Hoping that one day I will experience that.
You will experience it, Mr. JL. Well, let's experience it now. This is Mr. JL's song, 12 on Sunday. We're going to see you next week on Question Reality. Say goodbye to your fans, Jay.
Thank you so much, everyone. And it's been a pleasure being with you. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye.
Could be she went for a walk. Could be she needed fresh air. Maybe that will calm her down. You should see what's left of her room. It wasn't the usual tantrum. Then again, she's turning 12 on Sunday. There is no misunderstanding. There is a volcano in her mind. I'm no longer Superman. Now I'm just an old brick. freight trains run through my head. Then again she's turning 12 on Sunday. I know she loves to play. Her mother was the same way. She'll try everything she can. She'll remember when I used to check under her bed, chase the scary monsters away, bring her milk and honey, since it's been just her and me. Then again she's turning 12 on Sunday. I know she loves to play. Her mother was the same way. She'll try everything she can to get in trouble today. She knows I'm in a panic, worry myself sick. She knows I try to get her face on a few quarts of milk. Oh. Could be she went for a walk. Could be she needed fresh air. Maybe that will calm her down. You should see what's left of her. It wasn't the usual tantrum. Then again she's down in 12 on Sunday. It wasn't the usual tantrum. Then again she's down in 12 on Sunday. Then again she's down in 12 on Sunday.
Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Question Reality with Priscilla Leona, right here on LA Talk Radio.